Your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio. I'm Farm Director Joe Gill. Your report brought to you each and every Saturday morning by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service right off I-94 in Avon. Fellow farm broadcaster Michael Clements joining us, talking with Pioneer Seeds and, well, talking about some really outstanding records when it comes to growing. Yeah. NCGA, National Corn Growers Association, their yield contest record holder achieves a new milestone with the Pioneer brand corn. Michael has more details here on Chasm Radio this morning.
David Hula of Charles City, Virginia, set a new world record of 623.84 bushels per acre with Pioneer brand corn product P14830VYHR. Hula crushed his previous world record of 616 bushels per acre set in 2019 with the Pioneer brand P1197 family of products. Corteva AgriScience North America President Jed O'Connor congratulated Hula and all NCGA Corn Yield Contest winners.
Congratulations to David and to all the winning farmers in this year's contest. On behalf of Corteva and our Pioneer experts in the field, we couldn't be prouder to serve you as partners. Your results reflect the incredible goals farmers across the nation aspire to achieve.
This marks David's fifth time setting a new world record with Pioneer brand corn products.
This is why we continue to invest in R&D advancements to provide farmers with the latest corn seed technology and top-tier genetics that they need to be successful on their farms. Our goal is to offer farmers a powerful portfolio of Pioneer brand seed products that meet their needs and achieve their highest yields yet.
Andy Ross, Corteva AgriScience corn breeder, discussed R&D advancements and achievements in corn breeding to help farmers push yield.
To be a part of making a hybrid that can go and showcase American agriculture and to showcase what the American farmer can do with elite genetics, it's a great feeling to be a part of pushing corn yield to its limits. To see hybrids yield as much as David got out of P14830, it's just amazing and an acknowledgement for all the plant breeders that are pushing to make better products for our customers. And so it's a really cool feeling, and look forward to having it again someday.
To bring new high-yielding hybrids to the market faster, Ross explains the power behind Pioneer's breeding program.
One of the pleasures about working with the germplasm at Pioneer is just the amount of diversity that we have to work with. The way we structure our breeding programs and the way we have distributed our people that focus on the germplasm is that we have people that are focusing on key traits across the Corn Belt for what those growers need, whether you're in the Western Corn Belt, the Eastern Corn Belt, the South, the North. There's different traits that affect growers, and we manipulate our germplasm to be diverse enough to handle being tolerant of diseases for any one of those areas or superb agronomics for those areas. As we know, as we go across the Corn Belt, what our customers think of a leader hybrid, different agronomic traits come into play. And so by having our germplasm and our people in different environments across the Corn Belt, we couple that knowledge and accountability to refine the corn lineup, our corn pipeline, for traits that are important to our customers. And so as we do that, it changes the overall dynamics of our germplasm because we're constantly improving our germplasm for what all of our growers need.
David Hula achieved this milestone yield with a new hybrid from the freshman class of corn products from Pioneer. Ross discusses further how new leader hybrids advance to the market.
As you move into making hybrids, we have the ability to take that diversity that we created and pair up parents of hybrids to come up with all kinds of hybrids that fit growers in their different areas. And so what they need and what they determine as a leader type hybrid, we can use our germplasm and that diversity that we've created and inherited to develop products for each grower. So one of the key things that we do is not just try to find all out high pinnacle yield, but it's also to make sure that we have harvestable yield that the growers can come behind and get there when they need to and get the grain in the grain tank.
David Hula shared insights from this year's winning product and seed selection tips that helped drive success on his farm.
When we were looking at P14830, you know, outside of yield, I was looking for agronomic characteristics, and one being low ear placement, also, you know, an acceptable plant height. because of standability being an important issue, and then just some of the agronomic characteristics like test weight and your grain quality.
Hula decided to give a freshman hybrid P14830 a chance on his high-yielding ground because he believes his relationship with his Pioneer team and the genetics behind the hybrids is what drives his success.
Well, when we think about where our success has come from, you know, we have relationships with a lot of seed providers, but that relationship we have with Pioneer and the agronomic team is far superior to any other relationship we have. Our success here at Renwood Farms, having that partnership with Pioneer, you know, not only do we have a proven track record, but Pioneer clearly has a proven track record. And they have the genetics there, but we've created a personal relationship with that team, and that team has allowed us to filter through, and particularly when we're looking at these freshman brand hybrids, you know, it's hard to pick a hybrid without having looked at it and expect it to perform to this level in which their expectations are. But without that relationship, we wouldn't have had that success.
Hula gives advice for making the most out of next season's decisions.
As growers are preparing for the next season and they're getting ready to start ordering seed, you know, seed hybrids changing so fast. And now as we're getting into this new class of breeding, you have to have confidence with your seed provider. And as a grower, I would want to clearly talk with my seed provider, have that relationship, because as they're going to introduce new hybrids that we have not even had time to evaluate, look at some data, but I have confidence that they're continuing to provide us with a superior product. Don't be afraid to look at this freshman class, the new breeding programs that Pioneer and Corteva have been launching, because we've had great success with some of those, and having the relationship with your seed provider is key, because here, 2023, we just came off with 14830 with a yield of 623 bushels, and then Pioneer 10811 with a yield of 590 bushels. Both hybrids first year right out of the gate. How could you expect anything greater than that?
As for seed decisions, Hula provides his top two considerations when selecting hybrids for next year.
So when you're trying to select a hybrid, clearly we look for yield, but then number two, what is the next step that one has to overcome? Whether it's disease, standability, grain quality, dry down, or just maturity. So when we look for hybrids, we're looking for yield, standability, and then we can control most of the other things. If a grower can't control some of the other struggles, then they have to select a hybrid that can give them that strength that they need.
Farmers from 41 states had first, second, and third place yield wins with 81 unique Pioneer brand corn hybrids, highlighting the consistent performance from Pioneer brand products across multiple environments. For more complete results from this year's yield contest, go to pioneer.com/NCGA. Michael Clements reporting.
All right, Michael, thank you very much. And that is your Central Minnesota Farm Report for this morning here on Chasm Radio. Your report brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service right off I-94 in Avon. If you're looking to make that end-of-year purchase on that trailer you've had your eye on, now is the time. Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service in your Central Minnesota Farm Report.